The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh my goodness. It's difficult for anyone to be really consistent. It's one of the great desires in my life to be consistent. I don't always achieve it. I admit it. But that's my goal, my desire. I have said it hundreds of times. I despise hypocrisy, especially when it's in me. And I really mean that. But it is really difficult to be consistent the farther left you go, either religiously or politically. It is extremely difficult not to lapse into hypocrisy. Here is an entertaining example. If you follow the president, his speaking engagements right after the kind of faux State of the Union address. It wasn't officially a State of the Union address, but it kind of sort of was. Immediately after that, President Biden flew to Georgia. He was going to give a speech in Atlanta, but before he made his speech in Atlanta, he went to Plains, Georgia. Never been to Plains, been close. Seen the signs on the highway for Plains, Georgia, and a couple times thought, let's go over and see the Carters. And never did. President Biden decided to go over and see former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn, former First Lady. Now, Jimmy Carter is 96. Rosalynn is 93. Well, I never thought anything more about it. They went and visited, had a nice visit, and then the Bidens went to Atlanta, and the president gave a speech, and so on and so forth. The Carter Center, not the White House, the Carter Center released photographs of the Bidens visiting with the Carters. There's only one problem. Nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody's wearing a mask. Now, President Biden has said repeatedly, if you are in close proximity to anyone, even if they are fully vaccinated, you should wear a mask. This past weekend, President Biden was interviewed by, who was that? On, I believe it was NBC. Who was it? Anyway, it doesn't make any difference. The president was interviewed by a major news correspondent. I believe it was the guy from NBC. Anyway, they're talking and masks come up. And the president said emphatically, you need to wear a mask. Even if you're outside, you need to wear a mask. The reporter said, well, Mr. President, the CDC, which is part of the government, said that if you're outside, you really don't need to wear a mask anymore. The president said, well, I know that's what the CDC said, but it's your patriotic duty. I think we should still wear a mask. I'm going to wear a mask even when I'm outside. And then the news reporter said, well, Mr. President, the CDC also said, if you are inside and you are with fully vaccinated people, you don't need to wear a mask. President Biden says, I think we need to err on the side of caution. And the reporter said, well, we're in the same room. We're not wearing a mask. The president said, that's because we're far apart. But get this. The president said, if you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. The president said, well, it's because we're far apart. But if we were close together, even though you and I are fully vaccinated, if we were close together, I would put a mask on. And this is verbatim because I remember reading it. I would make you put on a mask. But Mr. President, we're both fully vaccinated. The CDC said you don't need to do that. It's our patriotic duty to continue wearing masks. And yes, if we were sitting closer together, I would put on a mask and I would make you put on a mask as well. So here is the president and First Lady Jill Biden with the Carters. High risk. 96 years old, has had all kinds of health problems, just battled brain cancer not long ago, just had surgery not long ago, high risk, elderly, health problems, no mask. 93-year-old Rosalynn Carter, President Biden is leaning over, has his hand around her shoulder. By the way, I have no problem with this at all. I think it would have been really dumb for them to have masks on. But that's not the point. The point is the gross hypocrisy. It's good for thee, but it's not good for me. And the press secretary... I don't know about you, but one of the worst jobs in the world has got to be the press secretary for President Biden. Although the news media is still madly in love with the president, she still has to defend things like this. And a reporter asked him, well, how come they weren't wearing masks? Well, you know, the president is very cautious and careful. And oh, and by the way, when they left the house of the Carters, they're outside, not around anybody, but there were cameras. The president and the first lady had masks on. Interesting. Just interesting. I find this story interesting as well, concerning COVID and the vaccines and all that. The Food and Drug Administration is a little puzzled because of the hesitancy among a large percentage of Americans who don't want to get the vaccine. It's estimated between 30 and 40% of Americans say, I don't want it. I don't want it. And that doesn't surprise me. Now, I've already told you, Joy and I have gotten ours. We've gotten both of ours because our doctor said that it would be beneficial to us, and we did, and I'm glad, and so forth. I have grown a small horn out the side of my head as a side effect, but I can handle that. But anyway, the FDA is now saying the reason there is hesitancy is because the vaccines do not have full FDA approval. See, I think most of us have forgotten. These vaccines were developed in record time. We've never had vaccines developed this fast, ever before. And they do not have official FDA approval. None of them. They have emergency approval. So the FDA is saying, well, it won't be long before the FDA will give full approval, and that's going to take care of everybody's concern. Really? Quote, once the drugs pass the evaluation, experts believe skeptics may change their minds. See, I don't think that's what's going to happen. The more emphasis they put on the fact that these things have not gotten full approval, I think the more people are going to say, Oh, I forgot this is an experiment. I'm not getting these vaccines. But the federal government believes that the hesitancy among the American population will just fade away once the FDA gives full approval. Now, what is required for full approval? Complete testing. Say what? So, I got a vaccine that hasn't been fully tested yet. It gets worse. All right, enough of that. Quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Can I get real personal just for a moment? And I don't do this often. I really don't. Some of you, maybe most of you, I doubt that most of you even know this. My wife and I have both written books. Mine is entitled Remember Whose You Are. Every day for 21 years, at the end of the program, I don't believe I've ever missed a day. I end the program by saying, remember whose you are. I do that for several reasons, to remind you that you have been bought with a price. God don't make no junk. You are valuable because you have been bought by Christ. But I also want to remind you that because of that, you are not your own. You are his possession. But then Joy has written a book. And I listen to a lot of talk radio. And a lot of the talk show hosts, if they write a book, they talk about it every day for weeks, months, every day. I have rarely talked about my book, and Joy's book occasionally, but not forever. But I could, but that's just not me. The reason I bring that up, Joy is in the process of recording her book. She is reading it, so it will be available on audio. And I read her book when it first came out and was just blessed by it. But I'm helping her record it, so I am listening to her read her own book. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely powerful, life-changing, life-altering. A lot of people use the term anointed all the time. Oh, this anointed, that's anointed, they throw it around. I hardly ever use the term anointed. This book is anointed. God has brought my sweet wife through so many things. She has faced a lot of things in her life. We have faced a lot of things as a couple, as a family, a lot of things. We have had more than our fair share of wonderful mountaintops. We've had more than our fair share of deep, deep, dark valleys. And Joy wrote this book, My Shadows of Death is the name, but it's all about resurrection. And last night, I was sitting there listening to her read, and I was just overwhelmed with how powerful the message of her book is. You know, I encourage people to buy my book, but I tell people, if you have a choice, buy Joy's. It's better than mine. But particularly anybody, her book would appeal to men as well. But ladies, I beg you, get Joy's book. It's an easy read. We have heard this over and over and over again. Ladies say, I read it in one sitting because I couldn't put it down. Once I started, I could not put it down. So we've heard that over and over and over again. Won't take you long to read it, but it's life-changing. A lady last Sunday came up to Joy at the church where we were at. She had just finished Joy's book. She's in tears, which, by the way, is not unusual. It happens all the time. This lady is in tears, said, "Oh, Joy, I identify with you. I've been through some of the same things you have gone through. I can't tell you how your book helped me. Can't tell you how your book taught me, instructed me, encouraged me." And so I rarely mention either of our books. But I want to encourage especially the ladies in our audience. Get Joy's book. It's called My Shadows of Death by Joy Forgan. That's her maiden name, Joy Forgan Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y. You can get it at Amazon, or you can get it at our ministry website, crosspower.net. If you order through our ministry website, you can request that it be autographed, and Joy would be happy to autograph it for you. If you do it through Amazon, you can't. And I think it's about the same price. My Shadows of Death by Joy Forgan Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, either at Amazon or at our website, crosspower.net. If you buy it from crosspower.net, just click on the Resources tab, and it'll take you to the books, and we have some DVDs there and so forth. But I read it when she first published it. In fact, I read the rough draft before she published it. But I was just so moved in listening to her read it. We don't know when the audio version will be available. It's going to take a little time to finish it up, get it produced, and so on and so forth. So don't wait for that. Get the written copy, and then maybe you want to get the audio copy as well when it's available. My book is Remember Whose You Are. I think it'll be a blessing to you as well. It's all about your identity in Christ. Again, I don't talk about that often, but today I just felt compelled that there are some folks listening that need our books. Folks, have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.